So we're back with episode 26 of SIW Radio's podcast series. And we've got Kevin Beaver on the line with us again today. Kevin, you just got back from an IDC security conference in Milan. What was going on over there?
Well, IDC Italy actually hired me to come keynote the conference. It's basically their security conference 2008. And went over, and it was such an honor to be able to keynote a conference for such a visible organization, and it was really neat to see that information security is a pretty hot topic in Europe these days. I mean, it's really about like it is here. You know, a lot of people interested in it, a lot of people still trying to get their hands around it, and I had the opportunity to speak on real-world security incidents, basically things that I see in performing my security assessments and just my day-to-day work, and talk about things related to security that a lot of people don't think about.
What are some of the things that people aren't thinking about?
They're not thinking about management not buying into security or looking at security the wrong way. They're not thinking about the dangers that users are introducing into the environment. Not thinking about using the malicious mindset when looking at their security, when assessing risk and trying to uncover vulnerabilities, the whole slew of things. Those are a handful of the ones that stand out in my mind.
All right. Well, and of course, I think we had planned on and doing actually a discussion on this malicious mindset, if you will.
Right.
And for our readers and our listeners, actually, tuning in, this kind of all started back in January of this year at a blog titled securityonwheels.blogspot.com, which is, of course, Kevin's blog and the blog of the Security on Wheels audio program, which is his more in-depth training program for IT security professionals. And he had a blog post back there in January. He said, "Crooks will always find a way." And he said, he wrote, "Where do the bad guys start when attempting to work their way inside a building? Sometimes something that's easy to overlook is that of unsecured external access to a building. Or think about network-type entry points and walk-in entry points." He suggested, you know, manholes, critical cabling found in slice boxes, network camera connections, and that ever-predictable unmanned rear entry door that people prop open for their smoke breaks. Kevin wrote that he said that, you know, the person with a malicious mindset always thinks outside of the box to find weaknesses that have been overlooked by even the savviest of security pros. And I think it was really that discussion that made us start thinking about, well, let's talk about this malicious mindset that a good security professional needs to take to, you know, really figure out where they are in terms of vulnerability. So, Kevin, I mean, is a malicious mindset being used these days?
I think it is to an extent. I actually see it a lot where network administrators and some of the IT folks say, "Well, we're using these hacking tools to test our security," and they believe that may constitute, you know, a malicious mindset. But that's not necessarily the approach that I'm talking about, and that's not the approach that people need to be using.
So what do you mean by a malicious mindset then?
Well, criminals are thinking malicious thoughts, and we as security professionals need to be doing the same thing if we're going to defend against their attacks. You know, you've got to look at every scenario, every entry point into a building or every entry point into the network, and see just how it could be exploited by someone with malicious intent. And, you know, this is sort of a negative approach to security that can be used in a positive way. And it's no more than just looking at the worst-case scenario when it comes to uncovering security weaknesses. But as the term implies, it's a mindset. It's a way of doing things, and it's a mode of operation that just comes naturally once you get the hang of it.
Is it different from being paranoid?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think a malicious mindset is more proactive, and it's you sort of have a way of framing security risks within everything that you see. Being paranoid is reactive, freaking out, being scared at the unknown and things like that. So I think the malicious mindset is productive. Paranoia is counterproductive.
Yeah, so I guess rather than worrying about what the bad guys are going to try to do to you, try to think like them and
absolutely
and do those things to yourself first. Is this something you use when I mean, for our listeners, of course, Kevin does, you know, security assessments. It's one of the things that he does. You know, of course, keynoting big conferences is another thing. But do you use the malicious mindset when you do your own assessments?
Absolutely. In fact, sometimes I focus on it too much, and especially in my personal life. I'm always thinking worst-case scenario and kind of drives my wife crazy. But you can test this concept anywhere, and this is sort of how I learned it. And the whole malicious mindset is the basis for my book, Hacking for Dummies. It's all about hacking your own systems to uncover weaknesses that the bad guys could exploit. And really, all you have to do is look around, no matter where you are, at home, at work, at the barbershop, wherever, you know, see what can be exploited for malicious purposes. Things like security cameras not being placed in all the right locations, how visitors come and go through the building. And one that I see all the time, and this is more of a generic example, but it's the hurried mom walking 20 steps ahead of her toddler in the grocery store. You know, imagine what would happen and does happen when just one person with ill intent comes along and exploits the situation. And again, I'm talking about worst case scenarios for most reasonable weaknesses within your environment. And don't get me wrong, I've been doing this long enough to know that businesses can't focus and spend money on every single vulnerability, whether it's real or potential. But if you incorporate this methodology, this mindset, into your security work over time, you'll be able to learn what's important and what's not, so you can then focus on what really matters to the business. Let me give you an example of something I came across a couple of months ago when performing a security assessment. This organization, they had an unmanned reception area, basically this nice reception area with a desk and a phone and some couches and whatnot. People were coming and going everywhere. Anybody could walk into the building. No one would question them. No one would greet them, get them to sign in or whatever. And I saw the phone sitting there on the desk, and it's a nice little courtesy phone for visitors. I go over to it, and I see it's a voice over IP phone. And I think, well, that's interesting. So I could not only make phone calls, but maybe I could access the network. Why don't I just take my laptop and try plugging it in real quick and just see what I can do? And sure enough, within 12 seconds, I plugged into the phone, got an IP address. I was able to get on and browse the internet, and then I loaded up some security tools on the laptop and started scanning the internal network. It was a wide open port into their network, and by using that malicious mindset, by thinking about, well, what would a bad guy do if he came in the front of the building, you know, I was able to uncover this issue, something that they had not thought about, and something that obviously introduced a pretty decent business risk into their environment. So,
and I love those stories of trying to think like the bad guy and getting in there. In fact, I heard one, oh gosh, probably a couple of weeks ago, a similar thing. Again, a security consultant was taking the malicious mindset and was working for a company that had or was using these wireless headsets that are so common in today's offices, so that you've got the boom mic and the earphones all right there mounted on your head, but you don't have a wire going to your phone system. And what they found, they went and bought a network or a radio scanner from, I guess, like a Radio Shack type of store, sat across the street, were able to fine-tune the frequency on that and listen into individual conversations. I think, if I recall correctly, they ended up taking that information, using it to create a fake identity to get into the building, get an access card, and really took it a long way. So, again, with the malicious mindset, can really expose a lot of security weaknesses, it seems like.
Absolutely. And get this, when you were telling me that story, Jeff, just now, I started thinking what you were going to tell me before you told me, and that was my malicious mindset working. And, you know, I'm not a bad guy. I try to mimic what the bad guys do so I can help businesses secure their information. But the thing that I was thinking, that these people came in and they were able to switch off the headsets. Okay, maybe you switch headsets between two different users, and you go sit at somebody else, the second user's desk, and you listen, put on that headset, and then you could potentially listen in on phone conversations, the music, whatever's on their computer. I know that's sort of an abstract example, but that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, where this unsecured or, you know, in that case, I guess it was just unencrypted radio communications, just
exactly.
Probably akin to something even more base than the old analog cell phones or something.
Absolutely, and this is exactly what security professionals, both physical security and IT security, need to be thinking when they start seeing stuff like this. They need to be thinking about how could it be exploited.
Kevin, one of the things I was thinking about, you walk in the worlds of both IT security and physical security. You see both sides of that. Is one of those camps better at taking the malicious mindset and really, you know, creatively assessing themselves better than the other?
No, because I see about the same amount of vulnerabilities and the same amount of business risks on both sides. I would say no. If anything, physical security may have a slight leg up because they've been around longer. Physical security has been around since the beginning of time, you know, but this whole computer security and IT security stuff is relatively new, just, you know, a couple of decades old.
And when you're thinking maliciously about a company's security, where do you start thinking? What are the entry points that you start thinking about and think, how could I attack those maliciously?
Well, a lot of what what you read earlier in that blog posting, you know, manholes, cabling found outside the buildings, network camera connections, the voice over IP phones, and rear doors, unmanned reception areas, that's all stuff that I start. I mean, literally, when I first walk in the door of a client site, I start thinking about this stuff before I ever even get started, you know, performing my actual work for the week. And then once I get in and I sit down in the whatever room I get plopped down in, I start looking around to see how many network access ports are in the room. And then I start looking up in the ceiling to see, well, is there a camera in here? What kind of lock is on the door? And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's kind of hard to explain. And it's almost like I've convinced my own subconscious that I am a bad guy, because my subconscious is always working on looking at weaknesses in these areas. But it's something that once you get the hang of it, once it kind of clicks in your mind, it's something that'll just come naturally in everything that you do in your work.
Well, it's good that you're on our side then.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of the malicious mindset, if you or any of the listeners haven't seen the show, and I actually don't know if it's still on, but there's a show called It Takes a Thief.
Great show. Yeah.
Yeah, that show is a perfect example of what we're talking about here. It's about how these guys go in and test the security of people's homes, and they walk through the mindset of what they would do, what they need to do next, what could be done theoretically, and all this stuff. And that's a great little show. It's on TLC or Discovery, one of those channels.
But it's on Discovery. Yeah. In fact, it was a really popular show. I think came out of some actual street criminals who turned it around and said, okay, we're going to start doing assessments. Now, I don't know if they had the three strikes, you're out, but I think it's on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific on the Discovery Channel. So a great, great program there. And, of course, those guys really do a good job of jumping in there and looking at really usually residential security, but
right.
Sometimes
but
corporate security as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about, Kevin, if people in the security profession, whether IT or on the physical security side, aren't thinking maliciously about their own systems and their own facilities, what can happen?
They're going to be able to go in and do the checklist audits and say, okay, we have locks on our doors, check. We require passwords, check. We have cameras, check. But they're not going to be able to get in to see what controls do not exist. Yeah, they're verifying, yeah, these controls are in place like we say they are. But what about all those things that do not exist? What about those things that can be exploited? And I talk about this a lot when I'm presenting people. You know, that's one of the biggest pet peeves I have in security is, you know, people, these organizations hire these really expensive and name brand firms to come in and do these checklist audits to verify that controls exist, but they're not actually taking it several steps further, doing ethical hacking and getting into this malicious mindset to see which controls do not exist and what can be exploited. And that's what you got to do if you're going to make sure that all the reasonable holes are plugged within the organization's technical controls and business processes, both on the physical side and the IT side.
And have companies been fairly open? To security consultants and analysts like yourself to do these sort of malicious mindset approaches to their companies, or are they a little bit nervous about that kind of thing?
No, I think they are. I mean, as long as the people that they're hiring are legit, you know, I know people, certain organizations and management have policies against hiring ex-criminals and things like that, and I'm all for that. You know, I think if someone does have a popular background in criminal hacking, I'm not real sure that it is good for the business to bring a person like that in. But if the person is legit, has good references, and is well-known in the industry, I think it's something that a lot of people are open to. I mean, people hire me all the time to do this very thing. In fact, quite often I'm either brought in before an audit or after an audit, and it's almost consistent every single time where they say, wow, we paid $30,000 for this really high-end assessment, and they didn't mention that, or they didn't catch that, and that's the very thing that I'm talking about, is that they, you know, bringing in these higher-level auditors that don't work with a malicious mindset, they're not going to find everything, and if businesses are serious about, you know, really digging in and seeing what can be exploited in a practical and real-world manner, the only way to do it is to look at it from this perspective.
Use that malicious mindset, and I guess as we wrap up this episode, it seems to me the one thing to take away is, a good assessment isn't a checklist. You know, do I have password protection on all these computers? Do I have spam filters? Do I have surveillance cameras at the entryways? Do I have security officers patrolling the parking lots in the evening? It's you know, if I were to pull on that black ski mask, how would I approach my own business? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the program to do another episode of SIW Radio.
For
our listeners, you can always reach us. You send us an email at podcast@securityinfowatch.com. You can reach Kevin at securityonwheels.com. For his audio program series. His blog is at securityonwheels.blogspot.com, and your main consultancy firm is at principallogic.com?
That is correct.
So, and of course, we keep SIW Radio online at securityinfowatch.com/podcast or siwradio.com, and you can get to us. So, thanks for tuning in to another episode, and we'll be back with more next week.